The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I received a call yesterday. I just pretty much said, call me anytime, 13, 12, 16. Let's have a chat about whatever you want to chat about. And Hayley from Cobram gave me a call, and this is what she had to say.
I thought we'd bring up the subject of this week is Donate for Life, so organ donation and transplant donation.
Yeah.
And how important it is. The reason that it means a lot to me is my grandmother passed away last week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She did have a lung transplant a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that gave her another year with us.
So yeah, that call from Hayley got me thinking, and you know, I want to talk more about Donate Life Week, which is on at the moment. And in Shepparton this weekend, there's a really awesome event called the Make It Count Walk that's happening down at Vic Park Lake. So I thought I'd get the organiser and nurse donation specialist at GV Health, Natasha Pearson, on to have a little bit of chat about it. Morning, Tash. Can you tell us a little bit about the Make It Count Walk?
So the Make It Count Walk came about last year. I received a grant from the Organ and Tissue Authority, and I was determined to also make it happen, hopefully every year after that. So this is the second one that we've had, and it's about bringing the community together and raising awareness for organ and tissue donation.
Right. Now, tell us a bit about organ donation, because, you know, it's something we all kind of have in the back of our minds but don't really think about it unless it affects us.
So organ donation saves one person can save up to 10 lives. So the importance of it is that we have quite a few people, about 1,500 currently on the waiting list, waiting for organs. So, and that's anything from a kidney to intestines. So there's lungs, livers and hearts and pancreas is also in there. But there's also tissue, so corneal donation, so eyes. So there's all sorts of parts of the body that can be reused.
And how easy is it to become an organ donor?
It takes less time than making a cup of coffee.
Stop it.
You need to do. I know. How amazing is that?
Yeah.
So it used to be that you had to fill in forms or you put it down on your license. And what they've done as of last year is they've made it electronic. They've caught up with the agents. And you log on to www.donatelife.gov.au and you click on want to register, and all you need is your Medicare card. And
yeah,
once you've got those details, you press submit and you're all done.
How good. All right. Well, everyone get online and do that this morning, because why not? You may as well, you know. It's such a useful thing and it's such an easy thing for us to do, why wouldn't you, hey?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with the walk this weekend. It's happening Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 10 till 12, walking around Victoria Park Lake. All puppies are welcome.
Lovely.
If you register on the Eventbrite page, I will more than likely be able to provide you with a free T-shirt, and there'll be giveaways, and Murchison Primary School will be there to feed us at the end, and they're using it as a fundraiser for all their kids going to state school spectacular.
Oh, sounds amazing. Well done for being the organiser of it. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning, Tash.
Thanks, Ellie.